Да, да.
Три дня на бедсиде, Марат, все ли Бог дает тикет?
Only Swami can stay. Go.
Prabhupada told me that.
No more than 3 days. And immediately we left. Marat, can I book the ticket? I told, I haven't told you where I'm going. No, I mean, I thought that you was busy.
I had spent 1 week in a life member's house in Juhu.
Juhu.
My wife and I, because the conditions are so bad there. So we took 1 week vacation, and then Prabhupada came and said, how long have you been here? 1 week. He said, more than 3 days. I think it was Mr. Shetty's.
No, yeah, that's it.
So, yeah, if you could speak a little loudly, a little forcefully.
Yes, yes. Yeah, would you ask some questions or shall I
relate? Well, I
think
you just relate the experience you told me about coming and hearing Prabhupada's lecture and then go on to congregate in the community.
Yeah, community.
That's the Hindu community.
Hindu community, yes. So, I was attracted by Harinam on the street. Daily, there were two times in the morning and in the evening. So I thought that there must be some temple here around. Surprised to see all these white boys and girls singing. London, Oxford Street. There's a main street in London. It's the center, shopping center in the main. So we're always going to that area. So once or twice I saw, and then I inquired with them that we have been in a temple, where are you? So they said that we are in Bury Place, in front of the museum. So it was quite prominent place. It's some small lane, but quite prominent. So once I went there, and then they said, Mangala Aarti will perform at 4:30. And then there is Putansri Puja, then chanting, and then Bhagavatam class is there. So if you are interested, please come. So from next day, I started going from Mangala Aarti. And it was very soothing. Because I was a bit far away from there, so I had to get up at 3 a.m. and get myself ready and come for Mangala Aarti and then go to my work. And it was really very soothing. So the more I attended, the more I was attracted. So I was chanting then for some days. Then I would sit for Bhagavatam class regularly. And sometimes Prabhupada spoken, I knew that he is the founder Acharya, and he has started this movement. So it was a bit curious also. So when I saw him once or so, so I thought that we will better introduce him to our community. So we invited him to one of the annual functions. And he put one condition. He said, if I am on the stage and my disciples are there, nobody should sit on the stage. Otherwise he knew that Indians have the tendency, you know, that I am a president, he is a treasurer, he is that. So we had to agree anyway. Then that discourse was beautiful hearing. Labdhva sudhullavam idam bahu sambhavante. That verse is described, you know. After long, so many births, we have got this human existence. So we should make best use of it. So that really clicked, that discourse clicked in my mind. And I thought, what are we doing? So the seed was sown there. And then so many Mangala Aartis I attended, and in manner also I heard him. But more I knew him through his books. Really, I didn't know. I wish I could have associated with him more. Sometimes he will point out at me. He says, you recite Sanskrit very nicely. So he says, you should join us. So I just slowly, I was very attached to my house, hearth and house. So that idea was not there in my mind at all. But I just ignored it. But slowly, then it so happened that I started winding up. The first thing happened that I lost much interest in the material things. You know? So I started winding up slowly. But it was so difficult to wind up, you know. And the children were small and everything, education was going on. I thought they will slowly do whatever. Then in the end, they were married and everything was settled. Until that time, I have nearly wound up the half the thing. And then eventually I decided. But by the time I finished everything and came to the temple, Prabhupada disappeared in 77. So I came after that. And it was hardly about 2 years, maybe 78, 79. And then I came to him and learned. Till that time I didn't know that he has passed. I thought that he's there, and now I'll have much more associates, to my surprise. So this is how. Then there was no other way but to know him through the books. So that time also, there was something left in my Gosrashram also. So I just wound up, I took 1 month completely break, and went through the whole Bhagavatam in 1 month. And this Vipramukha was a brahmachari that time. So he was the first one to see me daily going there at 6 o'clock. And I would take prasadam in the temple, meager, and then again sit after 6 o'clock in the evening. I'll go back home. So 12 hours I was reading, writing something. And he knew. So as soon as I used to come out of the Prabhupada's room, Vipramukha would pay me obeisances. I was very ashamed. I said, please don't. No, no. He said, you are with Bhagavatam, you are with Krishna. So I learned from him that Bhagavatam is non-different. And he was very lovely brahmachari, but I don't know what I'm what to him now. Really, he was nice. And so daily it was practice. That as soon as he came out of the room, he will pay obeisance. It's such a nice thing I experienced, that at least somebody is going. And then through the really miracle is he has written Srimad Bhagavatam. It's one of the wonders of the world. Maybe eighth wonder, whatever you call. But it's beautiful. And since then, I didn't leave Bhagavatam really. It's my daily practice to go through it.
Very nice.
Two ways I read Bhagavatam. One is my continuous reading, and the other one topics, maybe sometime, maybe lecture or something. So this so many times just go on and on and on, and the more I go through it, the more I get it. Please, his mercy is unlimited. I wish I would have seen him more, but it was decided by Krishna that way. So that's how the things stand at the moment.
Maharaj, could you go into a little more detail about, you were working downtown and sometimes you'd hear the Harinam party?
Yeah, Harinam party nearly daily. That was my area, you know. I was also going to the center.
Could you start and recount that again? And if I ask you a question during the interview, repeat the question and the answer. Do you follow what I mean by that?
Yes, yes.
In other words, if I say, were you working downtown, you repeat that, I was working downtown. Instead of just saying yes, you say I was working downtown and go on like that. That will help complete the understanding. And so my voice is not supposed to be in the interview.
No, not really.
So maybe you could give a little more detail about what you were doing, and also when
that
you...
Detail, I hesitated. I don't want to remember the whole thing. The main thing is, the instructive thing is, the soul, like me, body or soul, whatever you call it, so much attached to the family life, could just get rid of it by hearing Harinam. That is the potency of Harinam.
I had a similar experience.
Yeah. So please, my details are no value. But this detail is very useful.
So maybe then,
as a being Indian, and that too Gujarati Grahastha, is how much at least he should be. In my places, there would have been anybody else, you would not leave at all. So much attached we are, naturally. It is the way we behaved. I didn't see anything else in my family. Everybody was very attached to their duties and works and everything. And they go on with it. There was no question of leaving the family or anything. But this Harinam, today we studied the Jagat Pavitram Pragranida Karichit, you know, which can sanctify the atmosphere of the whole of the universe. How much Prabhupada is particular about sending boys in the morning and evening. Can we not copy this in order to revive our dead ISKCON? At the moment in America, the things are really falling down. Our youngsters are moving here and there with no motivation. They don't know what we are doing. We don't know what they are doing. Instead of this engagement in Harinam, and there will be so much flood around.
I agree.
So the point is that Prabhupada's instruction regarding this Harinam is the best instruction to be followed even now. These are the eternal instructions given by him, and nobody gave him before him. Nobody can give more than what he has given. So only we have to copy him, that's sincerely. Otherwise, we'll be doomed, as it is we are doomed. So please, he is not to pick us up. We should please come to this point. And I am the product of Harinam. So, and so I've been so much attached. You wouldn't believe how much attached I was.
So let's do it once more, just that those beginning times. And also you mentioned when you were on the bed that Prabhupada, his lecture was very forceful, and the first time you heard it.
Yeah.
So now your voice is a little bit louder.
Yeah.
And also when you're speaking, try not to turn that way, because then the mic... So just come towards me. So we just try it once more?
Yeah.
That's all.
The point is, every day he had instructed Bari place devotees. I remember even now Rohini Nandan was there, if you remember him. Ranchod is still around. Then Bajari was there. Even Hari Krishna Das from Belgium. Then he went away to Belgium and he had some computer shop that time. But he was the best preacher at that time. After Prabhupada, I liked him very much. So these, and they were following the instructions of Prabhupada after his disappearance also. Daily in the morning there will be Harinam, again in the afternoon there will be Harinam. So these names are so potent that Prabhupada proved practically that the names are very powerful.
So you were, let's go back to what you were doing then.
Yeah, so I was normally having some business, that's it. But it was not that lucrative or anything. As I told you, my things are not important.
And what were you doing? How did you come in contact?
I was walking on the Oxford Street.
Can you say that again?
I was walking on the Oxford Street. So whenever I walked, I saw them. Either in the morning or evening. And once or twice I ignored as I attached to Grasa. And it's all right. But then daily it was there. So it clicked into my mind that there is something here. Harinam was so very powerful. They were engrossed completely, like this. And I couldn't close my eyes any time. In the sleep also I would not close my eyes. That was my condition. So I thought that we may visit. And fortunately, Prabhupada was there. And just by his darshan, everything was changed. Everything. My attachment completely vanished immediately. I mean to say, the practical thing was, the attachment was not there, but I did not want to run away from the responsibilities. That is the art of living. Now I know yoga, karma, sukha, kaushalam. Really, that was, somewhere there it was in me, that I may be detached, but I should not run away. And that is really, it is the practical instruction. At the moment what happens, the grasa has run away from the responsibility. That should not decrease. Detachment we should understand. And that was Prabhupada's instruction. Whenever I heard him, he was telling that you be situated in your own place and therein you can cultivate everything. So don't run away. Oh. In Hindi always he was quoting, Bhago nahi jago. Bhago nahi jago. I still hear him. And that gave me the real understanding, really, that we should be practical about these things. I thought, what's the mistake of these living souls which have come to me as my children? What the mistake they had? So then it clicked that I must try to do whatever I can for them to the best of my ability, and side by side we improve this also. So then I took the inspiration from his life. Then he was also grihastha, he had also started factory, he had also done so many things, and he also tried to take care. When they didn't want any care, then he so this is every grihastha has this time in his life. So it's not good to run away. That I learned from Prabhupada really.
So you heard Prabhupada lecture?
Yeah, so many times. In manner then and in Bari place. And what happened that in my I remember very clearly. Once the council set a notice that was completely locked place. Bari place was completely locked. Voice was not coming out at all. But somehow the neighbors were envious. That they don't do anything and they create so much trouble. But their shops were completely empty and Bari place was always going, coming. So they couldn't tolerate that. So they complained to council. So council sent a notice that you should close the temple now. So within 15 days we had to decide whether we have to file the case or close the temple. So somehow that late deadline passed, Krishna willing. So we couldn't lodge the complaint or we couldn't file the case. So we had to close. So then it was a big question, where to go. So then we were advised that in Manor we have the temple. So you should go there. And we don't know really what is happening in the center. We want to have the temple. But what to do? So they depend upon Krishna. And even then, in one of the places in the center, they were meeting together and they were performing Mangalarti. That was the best thing they did those times. Those devotees, you know, this Ranchoda, they're still around. The Rohini Nanda, I thought, he's gone. Rohini Sutta, no. Rohini Nandan, his name was Rohini Nandan. A nice devotee. Again, Hare Krishna vanished. Then so many devotees went away. But then in the end, they could find out these Soho Street properties, two buildings. And they bought those two properties. And this Ranchod is architect. So he managed to combine those two buildings. A nice restaurant he created downstairs. Upstairs, nice Brahmacharya Ashram, Women's Ashram. Everything was there. So we were very happy to see that. So in the beginning, hardly one man or two men were coming, nobody was coming. But slowly then, it improves now.
All right. It's wonderful to hear all these things. In regards to the film, the problem with film is we only have limited time because the film is only so long.
Oh, so long, yeah, that's it.
And what I would like to get is, if possible, I don't like to coach you too much. I don't know. But one thing I would like to get actually is just an account briefly of number one, you were working downtown.
Yes.
And number two, you heard the Harinam party.
Yeah, that's it.
Three, you were attracted and you went to the temple.
Yeah, that's it.
And then you heard Prabhupada speak and you were
very
moved.
Yeah.
And then you invited him.
For our meeting.
Yeah. Then invited, because what's your then his he asked for a condition.
Yeah, then nobody should be understood.
And you thought he was going to ask for
money. I thought the sannyasi.
So this is a very good story. And then tell the condition.
Yeah, and I was surprised.
And I think we can put that in this section. It's a very nice
story.
Yeah,
very nice story.
It just needs to be condensed.
Yeah.
That's all.
So this is how the things stand.
Can you try that?
Yeah.
Should we try now?
Yes. And some other, it was idea in my mind that some others also should hear him as I was releasing. So we invited to our...
I'm sorry. If you can start from the beginning, you know, that you were... You heard the Harinam party, you were
from that I was in the center all the time. So in daily two times Harinam party was going on Oxford Street. It will start from Tottenham Court Road and go to Marble Arch. So it's about 2 kilometers, you know. So many people might be hearing it and visiting the temple. But I was also one of the Indians. That time very few Indians were there. So then I visited the temple. And then I fortunately saw, I knew that he is there. So I was going daily for Mangalarti. So sometimes I would hear him. They said, Prabhupada is speaking, Prabhupada. So I would go late to my work. and I'll sit there for Bhagavatam class. And really I thought that, as I am very pleased, so maybe my community members also should be very pleased if we... Otherwise we were, in community we were just playing raffles and this and the nonsense, you know. So we went to him and then invited him.
Did you say it's a Hindu community?
Hindu community, yeah. And even now that hall is there, that Camden Town Hall they call it. So we tried to go and approach him for coming, please come. So he was ready really. He said, I accept it, but I have got one condition. So as a materialist fool, I thought that he'll ask some money, £5 doesn't matter. That time £5 was too much here. So I said, £5-10 doesn't matter. They said, I was just thinking myself. But to my surprise, his condition was completely different. I mean to say, he, by his speech also, he proved that he wants Krishna to be supreme on the stage and not some silly presidents and treasurers. So this is how we had to agree, and then that was a turning point really.
What was the condition?
Condition was that if I and my disciples are on the stage, there should never be anybody else sitting there. So the whole stage should be for us. And it was really nice to see him sitting there and disciples were dancing in Kirtan. It was our experience at first.
So that was the beginning of your...
It clicked in my mind that I should do something. And no doubt, maybe previous Sukriti was there, something. So I decided that slowly I should not expand now.
That was perfect.
Yeah. The wreckage.